would like to help you take the guesswork out of what your calves or cattle will bring. Livestock Risk Protection provides the protection against declining livestock prices if the price drops below the producer's selected coverage price. And a producer with an ownership share in eligible livestock will qualify for this coverage. Livestock Risk Protection is priced and available for sale continuously throughout the year. For more information, call 336-8292 Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course, up on AM 920 KLMR in Lamar as well. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by Golden Plains Insurance. Lauren Adams with us this morning, and we are continuing conversation with FFA members from the Valley. Lauren?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Teresa Walsh, thank you so much for setting us up with these wonderful young people with the enthusiasm that they have. And ladies are here to talk to us today about their future and how the FFA has kind of maybe helped that along. And
Yes, indeed.
Unfortunately, Mr. Cord Proctor was supposed to be with us today.
Not able to make it today.
Yeah, sorry, Cord. You know,
we do have, though, Sierra Walsworth of Shiraw with us and Rayanne Hanks of Crowley County, and we're going to be finding out more about their FFA experiences here in just a moment. First, Mr. Adams, you're going to give us the lowdown as to what's going on at Arkansas Valley Seeds over in Rocky
Ford.
That's
right. Look out the window. Guess what happened?
It's raining.
Oh, my goodness. We got an inch of rain there at the office, and we are about dancing out in the mud puddles.
We had about an inch and a quarter this morning here. I haven't checked. I know up north of Shiraw, where I'm at, about an inch and a half, a little over. So some good rain here in the valley. We needed
nice
it, too.
Nice and slow, so it'll soak in instead of run off and send it downstream. And we like it like that. And so the cool thing about that is, so we got some moisture in the ground, and think temperatures are looking like they're going to start warming up. So now it's time, you farmers, you ranchers, you get in here and start talking to us about sorghum and millet and some of your grasses, and let's talk about what it's going to take to get that thing started for you, get some of that stuff reserved. The grasses are a little bit in short supply this season, but we got plenty of the sorghums and the millets and things like that for you, but temperatures are coming up. And it's time to really start getting those in the barn and ready to get out in the field.
So you bet. Get that going.
So come and talk to Tony and I, 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford, or give us a call, 719-254-7469.
All right. Last week we were talking with students, members of our FFA chapters across the Arkansas Valley. And again, Lauren, you brought two more in with you today.
Right. And again, thank you to Teresa Walsh and Rocky Ford for helping us put this together, because I really wanted to reach out to young people like you two and to talk about your experiences with FFA and what that's done to maybe help you make decisions for what your future is, because now that you're finishing up your high school careers and you're looking for what's going to happen after, and talking a little bit out in the lobby, we were talking with you about you're going to go into nursing, right?
Yes.
And then you're going to go into, you'd like to be a lobbyist for and an advocate for agriculture. So let's start with Sierra, and let's talk a little bit about what FFA has done for you, and what got you into FFA in the first place.
So I started FFA as a sophomore in high school. It was brought to Shiraw whenever I was a sophomore. Mm-hmm. I've been an officer ever since it has been in Shiraw. I started off as a historian for our chapter. And then as time has gone on, it's really brought in my leadership as far as going to conventions and doing leadership skills. And after that, it led up to being the president of our chapter for my junior and senior year. And after doing that, I realized I wanted to take on another task and serve as a district sentinel. So here I am, my senior year, serving as our chapter president for our second year and district sentinel.
That's terrific. So what brought your interest into joining the FFA to begin with?
I've always been a part of agriculture my whole 18 years of life, raising cattle, riding horses and all that. So FFA, I was able to judge horses. I was able to go out to Branson and do the range judging. I've always been a part of learning what animals need to grow and get the right nutrients and stuff. So I've always been a part of it, and being able to do it in school has really brought my high school career together.
That's excellent. So do you have family that came from an FFA background too, or is it, are you like first generation FFA in your family?
I have a few family members that were in FFA. My mom was in FFA at Lahana mm-hmm. High School back whenever she was in high school. So.
Yeah. So your family's been around the Arkansas Valley for a while then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrific.
Well, it's a kind of a challenge, Sierra, of, you know, this is the first year that Shiraz, not this isn't, but this is the first FFA chapter that Shiraz had that I remember. And,
yes.
you know, my kids went through school up there back in the 80s and 90s. And is it a special challenge putting together a brand new chapter? I'm sure it has to be a lot of work.
Yes, it was challenging, but then it was a great challenge whenever you have all these people that want to come out and support us, from our first cell to having our second cell this year, having all the people come out and having all the kids want to be in the shop building all those projects. It has been great doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little bit of a challenge, especially since all this COVID has hit and we've been having to change things, not be able to compete and all that, but it's been pretty good.
It has really changed the outlook of things.
Yes, definitely.
What are some of your favorite projects, your own projects in FFA, in your, I was going to say, short time in it, if you will, you know, just
you know,
3 years of high school. So what have been your favorite projects, if you will?
I've done a lot of personal projects and projects in the shop as far as with horseshoes and stuff. I've made a few wall decors out of horseshoes and stuff, and coat racks that we've used in the shop and stuff. And then my junior year, I had a class of just three, so me and my two other classmates got to put together a feed bunk, so that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
This year, my metal fabrication class put together a whole trailer, so that was fun learning experience and stuff.
Do you find many girls involved in those kind of things, the mechanical type projects through FFA?
We have a few, but not as many as...
as you might think across what you've seen.
You see more that want to be into like the classroom type setting and stuff.
Right.
You don't
mm-hmm.
see as many that want to go out and weld and stuff, which is pretty typical for women.
Or work in animal projects,
yes.
if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have any animal projects? Did you do anything like that?
I didn't show any animals. I've showed animals through 4-H in the past, but mm-hmm. didn't continue through my high school career. But whenever I competed, I did animal judging, and horse judging was one of my biggest deals.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Very cool. Well, now then next we have Ran Hawks. And Rihanna, we talked a little bit briefly in the beginning there. Now, your career ambitions, you already got the idea that you want to act as a voice mm-hmm. for rural Colorado.
Yeah.
Maybe in a conversation where our views out here might not be considered as much as they might be in the along the I-25 corridor, and those influences mm-hmm. Affect our daily lives here. So we need a voice from you.
Yeah.
Out there to represent who we are out here. What brought you to come to that decision that you wanted to move in that direction? Because that's a very specific career goal.
I think throughout my years in FFA, I've spent a lot of time career exploring, but I've realized the importance of all agriculture. You know, we all know those big corporations are super important, but even down to small farms with only a few head of cattle are important to ag and important to our nation. And I see these bills being passed in the Capitol, and I just feel like people are lacking education of ag and what agriculture really is for the United States.
Do you find that particularly with those representatives that are from primarily the urban areas?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not that they don't want to be educated, but nobody's outreaching to these people. So obviously they're not directly related to agriculture, and they may not fully understand things the way that we do down here.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I really think it's important to go outreach to those people and advocate for us.
I think that is so commendable for you at your age to see the value in communicating effectively and to expressing what our needs are and to communicate to those people that might not understand what it is that goes on in our daily life, and to bring them in so that they can maybe come from a little bit of a better understanding when they, you know, try to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. So, no, that's wonderful, and you're to be commended for that. So how did you get into the FFA?
I joined freshman year. My brother was a part of it all 4 years of his high school career. And I've been related in ag for a good portion of my life, so I just thought it would be a fun experience for me. Mm-hmm.
What, is your family involved in agriculture?
Mm-hmm.
What facet of it?
We have my papa owns a small herd of cattle, and that's about it. We mm-hmm. do. We have a small farm, but, you know.
That's terrific. And mm-hmm. so, you know, your friends, you associate within people within agriculture, and so you've got a deep roots.
Yeah.
Within that. Yeah, that's terrific. So my question to both of you young ladies would be, what would you say to younger people that are just maybe getting into high school? Maybe they don't come from an ag background. And why do you think the FFA would be a benefit to them to get in and join and be a part?
So one thing I've always told the younger classmen about FFA, you don't have to be from the country lifestyle or any of that. There's other things you can do in FFA that will help you get the understanding of agriculture and stuff. You don't have to come from that country lifestyle. So no matter if you live in the city or not, go for it. Shoot your shot at FFA. Maybe it's something that you want to do with your own family in the future or something. So,
yeah, whether I agree. FFA has many aspects. It's not just you know, going in the shop and welding and building projects. There's so many opportunities to build leadership skills and just learn about stuff. It's just like any other class. You know, you take a class because you don't know it. You want to learn.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I tell people that are unsure about joining FFA. You're joining to learn about something.
Right. Right. Now, Rayanne, of course, you wanted to get into, if you will, you know, being a lobbyist on the side of agriculture. There's going to be a lot involved with this. I you know this already. I mean,
right.
you're going to have to be able to you know, speaking and mm-hmm. things like that. What kind of classes are you taking to prepare for that? And what are you looking at doing in college to prepare for a career like
debate
that?
Debate club, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
This year in FFA, I'm taking ag mechanics and ag business. So I wrote up a whole business plan, and I'm also an officer and a district officer, so we go out and speak to the public about what we're doing and mm-hmm. make plans for events. So I've built up a lot of leadership skills with that. I used to really suck at talking to people. Now, not so much, because I've competed in, you know, speaking contests and mm-hmm. stuff.
Was that just a confidence thing, just having to build that confidence?
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, Sierra, you're not interested right now in going into a career in agriculture.
Yes, sir.
But you want to go into nursing.
Yes.
But you definitely plan on having some agriculture in your life as you move forward. So what kind of brought you to want to be a nurse rather than going just all into agriculture?
Nursing has been the biggest dream of my life. From having a little sister who was in the hospital whenever she was little, in the NICU to be specific. Seeing all the people that need help and babies that are needing taken care of has really just stuck to me this whole time.
That's great.
And that's been the biggest thing. I've never let that dream down, and it's what I've always wanted, so...
I think that's wonderful.
It's time to go chase it, I guess.
Good for you.
Chase that dream.
Absolutely.
It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920, KLMR. With us, we have Sierra Allsworth from Shiraw, Rayanne Hawks from Crowley County, both FFA members talking about their life in the FFA. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds here with us, too. And why wouldn't he be? We'll be right back. Growing Together is brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance. Don't go away.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native worm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Golden Plains Insurance would like to help you take the guesswork out of what your calves or cattle will bring. Livestock Risk Protection provides the protection against declining livestock prices if the price drops below the producer's selected coverage price. And a producer with an ownership share in eligible livestock will qualify for this coverage. Livestock Risk Protection is priced and available for sale continuously throughout the year. For more information, call 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
On Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. You got a lot of things to talk about. We're not quite done with Ryan and Sierra here as of yet, but I know you got a number of things you want to pop off here.
I do. Well, first of all, you know, I've mentioned it in every show about our podcast. Go on to avseeds.com and check out the podcast and just click that Growing Together icon and check out the past episodes of Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds there. And sure would love to hear your feedback. I'd love to get a phone call from you, and just if you enjoy our show and what we're doing here, mm-hmm. I'd like to know, because you know, it's kind of hard to hear you talking at the radio. It doesn't work like that. So I want to talk a little bit about the month of June coming up.
Sure.
I've got a great new friend named Eric Tucker. And this man is very knowledgeable, and he is very passionate about the concept of soil health and regenerative agriculture techniques. And he speaks very well, and he's going to bring some friends along during mm-hmm. that week. Derek White from out in Wiley, he's also got a YouTube channel, and he's going to be here talking to us about some of the experiments that he's doing on his property to take his soil health from where it's at to where he'd like it to be, experimenting with a couple of different methods to get that done. And that's going to be the real topic for the whole month of June, is going to be soil health. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to plug a couple of YouTube channels. One is, get on it to look for Living Traditions Homestead. That YouTube channel is a younger family, and they have documented their homesteading journey really great. They started out as day-to-day corporate people in Arizona in the mm-hmm. Phoenix area, and they moved along, and now they are in the Missouri Ozarks, and they have several acres of property. They're raising cattle and moving into that lifestyle, and they've documented that journey so well, and it's called Living Traditions of Homestead on YouTube, and I highly recommend that you check them out, because these people, literally, living my dream life. I've reached out to them, and let's hope that they'll take the opportunity to be on our show. So there's that. Now, again, just to plug our stuff at Arkansas Valley Seeds, it is getting close to time to start to get to think about sorghums and millets and that sort of thing. So get in and talk to us, see what we can get for you, and see what you need, and let's get that taken care of at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Again, this phone number is 719-254-7469. So let's get back to Rihanna and Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, we talked a little bit off mic about some of the other activities that go along with FFA and some of the things that has maybe helped you to kind of figure out where what direction you wanted to go into. And we talked about the leadership training and those aspects, because of one thing I've noticed, Pat, with my hanging out with these FFA people, is these are leaders. Mm-hmm. They are not followers. They are not people that are just in this for a good time. They have a stern sense of direction, and their rudder is fixed. Mm-hmm. And so, ladies, if you would, tell us how the FFA has affected you, and how did you get to be such strong leaders through the FFA?
Yeah, I ran for an officer position my sophomore year thinking, oh, this is going to be a fun thing to do. I get to plan events. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't the case. I became the person that, you know, our whole officer team comes to when they need direction, and my ag advisor can count on me to get things done.
Well, what you thought was going to be a lark turned into a job, didn't it? Yes, indeed.
But it's a fun one. Mm-hmm. You know, although we plan so many things and we really work hard to make our events special, it's a good experience to be able to lead kids in the right direction, your own age and younger. I think something that is different in the Valley than it is in bigger schools is that our officer team and anybody in our chapter are involved in many other things, like mm-hmm. multi-sports, multi-club people, mm-hmm. and that really makes you have to become responsible. You have to plan out your weeks and really communicate with people why you can't make it to this thing, or you know, why we need to reschedule.
Yeah, I've heard that in my travels, you know, covering our area sports teams around here and things like that. And you get up to the tournaments, you talk to a lot of people that are involved with the bigger schools, mm-hmm. and, you know, they go, well, this kid only does this. And says, no, when this kid's done with this, okay, they're going to be playing basketball, or they're going to be doing this or that, or they're getting stuff ready to, you know, livestock ready to show in the fair. And, you know, you talk to so many in your bigger schools, especially your Front Range, your 4A, 5A schools. Yeah. They're one-trick ponies. I'll say that right there. They're one-trick ponies. You know, these kids only really put their focus in one direction. Mm-hmm. And many are just amazed at, well, how do these kids in these rural schools do it? How are they involved in, say, all three sports seasons? And then they're planning for the summer fairs, and they're involved in FFA, or they're involved, you know, and things like that. It's a different world to be in one of these rural areas. And, you know, I wouldn't want to leave it myself, but you know, do you run into that yourself when you're out and about
you really just have to be responsible for yourself and remember that you're representing so many organizations and so many teams all the time. I think that really builds character.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sierra, have you ran into the same thing when you're...
Yes. So as I started FFA my sophomore year, I started off as the historian just to kind of get the feel as an officer. I've always been afraid to speak. I've always had a hard time speaking. I used to pass out, and gotten better to this day.
She hasn't fallen over in studio as of yet, Mom. She's doing fine, Mom. Yes, she is.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So after doing that and realizing all the responsibilities, I wanted to take it up another level and become president. And I'm definitely the person that likes to tell people what they need to do rather than listen to what needs to be done. So running our chapter has been pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful at times whenever you're in sports and other things. But,
and you are involved in multiple things, I know. Yes
school clubs, sports and stuff. So since agriculture was a part of my outside life and it had finally been brought into school and stuff, I kind of made that my number one priority. If I had a meeting or something else for FFA, I'd rather skip my other option than go to an FFA.
And I think, you know, you're telling people, well, you want to be the leader. You want to tell people what to do. It's not just telling people what to do. I mean, there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of organizing. And you're not doing this by yourself.
Yes, you have all your other officers. And a chapter cannot be led with one person or just one advisor. You need all the help you can get. Mm-hmm. It's not just left on the president. It's not just left on the advisor. You have your vice president. You have all that that's there helping you getting things done, because as one person, you cannot do every task.
Sure.
You just overload yourself.
Yes.
There's no way you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Now, you're heading off into nursing, of course. Are you doing that here at Otero, or what's your plans?
My goals are to go into nursing, but mm-hmm. where I'm going to do that at has not been set yet.
Oh, okay. That's still up in the air. There's a number of options as well. Yes.
Texas is mm-hmm. one of my dreams right now. Okay. So mm-hmm. a college in Texas is sounding pretty good, but whether or not I end up there is the next question. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the young people we spoke with last week was going to go into veterinarian
heading down to Texas. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Rayanne, I can see some political science classes and whatnot mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. your future. Do you have any plans as of yet for your secondary education? I guess, are you a senior? I know Sierra's a senior this year. Are you a senior?
I'm actually a junior.
Oh, okay. So you still have another year of high school left then. Yeah.
I kind of have a plan, though. My school's pretty great, and I've gotten to take a lot of college classes, so mm-hmm. I should be graduating with about 75% of my associates done.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
That is impressive.
You bet. It is.
Yeah. So I'm planning on going to OJC to finish that up, and then probably go to Canyon to finish up a bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask this, and it's a question I've never asked of any of the FFA people. Is there an FFA in college? Is there like a college-level FFA organization that you can participate in some of these schools?
There's state office. So it's not through the college, mm-hmm. but you do it while you're in college.
Okay.
You might be an advisor, would that be basically, to a high school group or something like that?
State officers run all of our state competitions mm-hmm. and conventions and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the people that are state officers are going into a career in mm-hmm. in teaching ag, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. But they're organizing at the higher level for all of the high school students, the events that they participate in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still remain active in the mm-hmm. FFA as you're pursuing your college degrees. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Is that something that both of you intend to do, or?
Me personally, no.
No? You're going to be busy enough, I guess.
Yes, busy enough with nursing and stuff.
My daughter-in-law-to-be is finishing up nursing school, and I mm-hmm. understand how extremely focused she needs to be on that, so any extracurricular activities mm-hmm. probably not warranted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so. How about, are you planning on sticking with FFA and seeing that through? Because that's kind of where your career is going, isn't it?
I think it'd be a really cool experience. My ag advisor is definitely pushing for me to go try that out, but I don't know. We'll see. I still have a year.
Have a year. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Don't have to chisel anything into stone as of yet. So.
Yeah. Well, and I certainly appreciate you ladies. At your age, you're getting a lot of questions and a lot of influence and people trying to nudge you in one direction or the other. And I know sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming because there mm-hmm. are so many options.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly just comes down to where your heart's going to take you. And I think you both are on a fantastic path. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
Very good. Sierra Allsworth with the Shiraw FFA and Rayanna? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I was saying Rayanne. Is it Rayanne or Rayanna?
Rayanna.
Got it right that time. Hawks from Crowley County. They'll stay with us here through our next break and our final segment of our program as well. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Before we take our break right here, Lauren, tell us about what you've got going on with the Coffee Break Project. I know you still have that happening in your office.
Absolutely. That is going to be something I think I'm going to take to my grave with me, because mm-hmm. I am so passionate about it, and it's such a wonderful organization. And would like to invite anybody to come by the office and talk to us about it. We've got some great literature there. And what the Coffee Project is all about is about bringing awareness to it's really become epidemic in the agriculture industry, the amount of suicides that's going on with the people in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to have those conversations. And we all know, and I'm sure that you young ladies understand, people who are in agriculture are staunchly independent. They don't want to talk about their problems. And they're there to be, solid as a rock. And sometimes, especially in these times, things are tough. and people are having to make some pretty terrible decisions anyway. And so if you see a neighbor, somebody that's having some issues and you know something's just not right, and you don't quite know how to have that conversation, you can contact the Coffee Break Project, and there's mentors there to help you have those conversations. Mm-hmm. Or if you yourself, in our listening audience, if you're considering that awful decision, I really encourage you to reach out to anyone that cares about you, and that's probably people you wouldn't imagine.
Right.
That would do whatever it takes to help you get through this problem, because you're worth it.
No, no, we'll have more coming up on this show, on the Coffee Break Project in the future as well.
We sure will.
We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Growing Together is brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and by the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance. Stay close.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native warm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality Turfgrass seeds for your lawn, our Rabbit Ear Wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. High pressure over the upper Midwest and a slow-moving low-pressure area in the southern Rockies will continue to produce a prolonged period of moist easterly upslope wind and widespread light rain across southeast Colorado. Storm total rainfall amounts through tonight should range between an inch and an inch and a quarter, with lesser amounts of a half to 1 inch in the southern parts of Otero, Bent, and Prowers counties. This rain and another chance for rain next week will continue to improve the moderate to severe drought conditions, but will likely cause delays to field work, planting, and early haying operations. Normal weekly rainfall this time of year is around 1/2 inch. Weekly crop water use for wheat and alfalfa will average around 1.25 inches, which is about 30% less than normal for mid-May. And a good portion of this will be supplied by rainfall. The Colorado Mesonet soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth have cooled 5 to 8 degrees since late last week and range between the mid-50s and upper 50s. Soils will likely cool another couple degrees and then warm slowly back into the lower 60s by the weekend. Spring conditions will be hampered by the wash-off chances, wet soils, but at least the wind at this time looks to be good for Wednesday and Thursday. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hiya, Queen of All Knowledge here, reminding you, creeps out there on the internet hack, scam, and trick savvy cyber users every day, but we can fight back. It's as easy as IC3. If you're a victim of online crime, don't give up. Visit IC3, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your tips help the FBI track down cyber criminals around the world. Report your crime to www.ic3.gov today.
Golden Plains Insurance would like to help you take the guesswork out of what your calves or cattle will bring. Livestock Risk Protection provides the protection against declining livestock prices if the price drops below the producer's selected coverage price. And a producer with an ownership share in eligible livestock will qualify for this coverage. Livestock Risk Protection is priced and available for sale continuously throughout the year. For more information, call 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Our final segment coming up, it is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Thanks so much again to Sierra and Rihanna talking about FFA. We're not quite done with them yet, though, are we, Lauren?
Heavens, no,
not yet. We're not going to let these girls go quite yet. So.
These young people have such enthusiasm and such a unique perspective based on their backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question just a minute ago, and I'd love for you two ladies to talk a little bit about how has your involvement in the FFA affected your social lives as being, you know, young people in high school and going through that. Let's hear about what that's done for you.
I think for me, the main change that I've noticed in my social life is with FFA, I've already talked about, you know, you have to take a bunch of self-accountability and responsibility, and I think that's really inspired the group of people I want to surround myself with. So that's changed. And with being busy all the time, I've become really close friends with the people that are my officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still friends with people that are out of the FFA, but I don't spend as much quality time with them.
It's opened up a different circle of friends, hasn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Sure. It's really brought out a lot of friendships, going mm-hmm. to leadership activities from Rocky Ford to Oklahoma to Pueblo and all that. I've found many different people I've met through FFA, and it's been great to be able to spread out that friendship. Mm-hmm. So going to somewhere in public and running into someone and hearing them say, "You look familiar."
And you look familiar, yes.
Going back and thinking on the time when we actually met and it being involved with FFA has been really great.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've developed friendships that these are people that you do correspond with. You might not
yes.
see them, you know, face-to-face that often, but you do correspond with them, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. through social media and
right.
et cetera, sports and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It kind of changes the environment, doesn't it?
Yes.
And what you're doing with the time, because when, we all know that when you're more like colleagues with people, those friendships run a little bit deeper and those relationships kind of ride at a different level
mm-hmm.
than they would if it was just a casual friendship.
Yeah.
And I can see where that influence is great. And I've seen it in my son, Nathaniel, who's gone through the FFA program and is doing great, that those relationships seem to have more substance than they would otherwise because you're dealing with things that matter. And those relationships are built on a project that you're working on together, and you're learning to compromise with each other to reach a common goal.
Yeah,
a lot of times. I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
Something I've noticed definitely within my chapter, our chapter officers, is that we all have very different leadership types.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's kind of a controversial topic.
yeah, it can be.
So, yeah, people that you're friends with, you really have to learn how to have those conflicts and hash it out and get over it.
Everybody has a different style, and everybody has a different type of personality mm-hmm. and reacts to things differently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you have to understand them in a different aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the same with me and my officer group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not a kid glove type of thing. You just need to know how to handle somebody,
yes.
how they're going
and
to react, and how you react to
yes.
them as well. Yes.
And it's that way with everything, not just through FFA. You've
right.
got to understand who your audience is and understand how they may take something opposed to someone else and what you can and cannot say to someone.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you ladies remember my speech there at the FFA organization a bit back, and I talked about being ever mindful of the needs of others. And I really strongly recommend that you hold that in there and just make sure you try to understand what the other person's needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can fulfill those needs, you can still do that and head in the direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Sierra Allsworth, a member of the Shiraw chapter of the FFA, and Rihanna Hawks from Crowley County. Thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Great insight. Great awesome. Insight.
You and bet. An inspiration. Really.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you, ladies.
And
so
of
much.
Course, I would recommend that if parents, students have any kind of inkling of info, just contact you know, any of the FFA members at your prospective schools or their sponsors.
Look for those blue jackets, right?
Yeah, look for the blue jackets. That's right. All right. We'll be right back. Our final break right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Will I get you set up for next week and, you know, see what else is going on down there in Rocky Ford. Yeah. We'll be right back here on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ.
We are well into spring now, and it's time to get those sorghums, millets, and native worm season grasses in. Tony and I are here to help, with the knowledge and experience to help you select the best products to reach your goals. We also have our signature line of Vitality turf grass seeds for your lawn, our rabbit ear wildflower mixes to attract pollinators, birds, or for just beautiful annual or perennial cut flowers. Whether it's for the farm, the ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Golden Plains Insurance would like to help you take the guesswork out of what your calves or cattle will bring. Livestock Risk Protection provides the protection against declining livestock prices if the price drops below the producer's selected coverage price. And a producer with an ownership share in eligible livestock will qualify for this coverage. Livestock Risk Protection is priced and available for sale continuously throughout the year. For more information, call 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Wrapping it up on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KLMR, KBLJ. Hey, we're talking range management next week, right,
Lauren? That's the idea. Yes, that's the indeed. Idea. I had a little bit of a glitch there, but we're going to get right back on track with Annie with CSU, and she's going to be here. She's a rangeland specialist. And we chatted a little bit on the phone about soil health and quality and range grasses and how that affects, the cattle industry. And I know we're going to have a terrific conversation, and she's going to bring a lot to light, and I think it's going to be a great interest for our listeners. So I certainly hope that you tune in next week.
Yep, that'll be next week. And then, of course, month of June, you have some special plans all through the month of June. I'll miss a few of those off on vacation.
Yeah, we're going to try Ann out and see how she drives.
Oh, Ann will be fine, but I know you got some great topics you'll be bringing up in June.
It's Soil Health Month on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. The whole month of June, we are going to be pushing soil health. We're going to talk about microbiology. And we're going to break things down in a way that I promise you'll be able to understand it, and you'll be able to be a part of that conversation.
And you know, of course, I mean, it isn't just sticking a seed in the ground.
It is not.
No,
it's that not the Mayor Bloomberg idea of farming.
That's right. You don't just dig a hole and stick a seed in there. There's a lot that goes to it. And you know, you talk about plant health. Yep. Well, you can't have healthy plants without healthy soil.
Amen.
That's how it goes right there. All right, quick plug for Arkansas Valley Seeds before we get out of here, sir.
Come and see Tony and I at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Come on in and enter to win that cooler from the Coffee Break Project. Get a little information on that. And talk to us about your goals and what you need to do with your land, whether you're a rancher, you're a farmer, you're a gardener. And like I say, whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Yep, Arkansas Valley Seeds, you are located at
98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
And of course, you can log on and catch the podcasts of our past programs and see everything that they have going on there. And that website is
avseeds.com.
That's pretty easy to remember, avseeds.com. So do check that out. Again, thanks to Sierra and Rihanna in with us today. Lauren, thanks to you. And we'll catch you next week right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Have a great Tuesday. Our news at noon is coming up next.